And welcome to part three of the Golden Cupcake Awards. Coming up now, we have two very colorful characters to present the Sexy Voice Awards. Presenting Sexy Male Voice of the Year, we have Lady Awesome Sauce, followed by MC BFF presenting Sexy Female Voice of the Year.
Hey, so it's Lady Awesome Sauce here to present the award for Sexy Male Voice of VH Cupcake Award Badge thingy. So, the nominees for Sexy Male Voice are Read to Me, Gil Dragon, Russ, Animated 93, and Genesis. And the winner of Sexy Male Voice Badge thingy, award, whatever, is Genesis.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
Genesis is also too sexy, apparently, for this award, because he didn't send in an acceptance speech. So, since I, Lady Awesome Sauce, am quite sexy myself, I will accept this award on his behalf. Congratulations, Genesis.
I is here to present the award for Sexy Female Voice. Yeah. I is listening to Reed in the background, and I does not know why he does not have a nomination, because he is sexy. Yeah. Nominees. Aria, I would like to play Panda Bear with you. Autumn, I would like to play Panda Bear with you. Princess Garnet, I would like to play Panda Bear with you. Melly, I would like to play Panda Bear with you. And Nani, I would not like to play Panda Bear with you because you might attack me. Yeah. In the winter. Autumn.
I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Sexy Voice Award. So, I'm pretty surprised that I actually got this award, because everybody else is super sexy, and they all have super sexy voices. So, thank you very much. You guys have no idea how much you all mean to me, and how much this award means to me, and I really appreciate it. So I hope I don't disappoint. Thanks again, guys.
Well, we've already done the cute people, we've done the funny people, we've done the sexy people, so now it's time to do the nice people. So here to present the awards for Mr. and Miss Congeniality is Zelina.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, I am here to present the awards for both Mr. and Mrs. Congeniality. A quick definition of this word, in case you're not really familiar with it. Congeniality comes from the word congeal. And in this case, it's someone who is agreeable, suitable, or pleasing in nature or character. It's everyone's best friend or someone you can really rely on. So, pretty much, this is kind of like the two most loved VH members of 2011, going for the 2012 Golden Cupcake Award. The nominees for Mr. Congeniality are Blackjack AV, Mega Dizzy, Read to Me, Sikono, and Zane. And the winner for the 2012 Mr. Congeniality Golden Cupcake goes to Blackjack AV.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along.
Oh, yay. Thanks, guys. Yeah, this is the one I really wanted to win. Mr. Congeniality. That's like, that sounds so freaking awesome. Mr. Congeniality. Blackjack AV. But yeah, I'm glad that you all think I'm the most congenial person on VH right now. I guess it's because I'm super nice and all. I'm a Hufflepuff. Yeah. Thank you guys for voting. Yay!
And now for Miss Congeniality, the nominees are Maddie, Miss Voice of an Angel, Nani, Skywish, and Soyala. And our Miss Congeniality award goes to, not Sandra Bullock, but Skywish. Congratulations to our two winners.
Indeed, congratulations to you both and to you, Skywish. Congratulations, and I accept this award on your behalf because, once again, no acceptance speech. You guys are making me sad. But we only have a few more awards left before I turn this over to Dylan, and I don't have to worry about recording acceptance speeches or presenting awards anymore. So coming up next is a new award to the Cupcakes this year, but I think in years to come, it's going to be a very, very popular award. So here to present Alter Ego of the Year is Kat Slier. God, this is like the B squad of presenters on my half of the show.
Oh my God, so hi, I'm Kat Slier. I don't know if you guys know who I am, but I am competing currently to be Saucy's new BFF, and I'm going to win, and I am going to be Saucy's new BFF. Do you hear me, Saucy? I'm out here recording this on here just so you'll notice me. Notice me, Saucy! And I am here to present the award for Alter Ego of the Year. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be like alter egos and stuff like that because I'm such a real person and stuff. And I'm everyone's best friend. And yeah, but I want to be Saucy as BFF. So the nominees for Alter Ego of the Year are MCBFF, who is like my competition to be Saucy's new BFF. And I mean, even though BFF is like in his name and stuff, he is not going to be Saucy's new BFF. I am. Anyways, moving on. Yeah, he's a nominee here. We also have Russ Rita, who is like this weird amalgamation person, but whatever. Walter, who is like an old man. Lady Awesome Sauce, who is like this like Lady Gaga wannabe. She's such a wannabe. And then Miss Cunty, who's like ghetto and stuff. But yeah, the winner of Alter Ego of the Year is Walter! Congratulations, Walter.
Wow, you people really
Walter,
like me.
Walter, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm what? Very happy for you.
No!
Very happy you can continue the little speech thing you were going to do in just a second. I just want to say that Honey Reed is the best alter of all time on VH. Have you seen his video? He's running backwards, for fuck's sakes. But does Honey Reed give a shit? No. Do they give him anything more than an honorable mention? Honey Reed don't care. He's a badass. He doesn't give a shit, so he only gets an honorable mention, even if he is the best alter of all time. Well, we'll give it to this old man. He doesn't have that much time to live anyway, so have a good day, people. Honey Reed is the best alter of all time. Move over, beloved star, Honey Reed. The badass of VH.
Get the hell off my stage, Emma Sugarna! What the hell's wrong with you, you bum? Go! Go! Get off my stage! What the hell is wrong with kids these days? My goodness. All right, where was I? All right. I'd like to thank the Academy. This is the Oscars, right? Okay, so you really liked me in Schindler's List? I would like to... Wait a minute, was I in Schindler's List? I wasn't in Schindler's List. Oh! It's not that Academy, is it? You must have given me the award for Dirty Dancing. That's right, you like the old man Walter moves, do you? Me and Rochelle going wiggle, 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 yeah! That's right, baby. There's more of that to come, people. Just keep on watching my stuff. Anyway, I'd like to thank the Academy. I don't remember why I'm here. Have you seen my car? I don't have a car. Okay, I better go. Which way am I? I'm going off to the left here. Okay. Thank you, people. Have a good night. What the hell? This is not... This is the bathroom. Why the hell did he direct me to the bathroom? These stupid Michiganists, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm going that way now. Fine, goodbye. I'll see you, people. Has anybody seen Maureen?
I'm afraid I don't know who Maureen is, Walter, but you just keep going that way, Walter. Just, you know, fine. Make it... No, left. Left. No, your other left, Walter. No, watch it. Just go. Just go. God, this is a train wreck. Only two more words before I turn this over to Dylan. Two more words, Amy. You can do this. So, coming up next to present Duo of the Year, we have Jeffers.
According to Boys Like Girls, they say two is better than one. And all the nominees for the Best Duo of the Year are indeed made for each other. So without further ado, your nominees for the Best Duo of the Year are Me, Fred, Bob, and Melly for Funland, Rochelle Euler and Valkyrie Celeste for The Star Shows, Copper and Blackjack for The Rhythmatic Revolution, Read to Me and Russ for their telephone duet, and Oliviana and Zane for Teller of Tales. And the winner of Best Duo of the Year is... Rochelle Euler and Valkyrie Celeste for The Star Shows. Congratulations, you two.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Hello, all, and welcome to... Valg and Rochelle's duo acceptance speech.
Woo. Hello, we all.
Are really excited to have won this because it means you guys like us and it means you guys like our star shows.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but liking us is better. So we're awesome, obviously.
Yeah. I'm really excited that we won this. This makes me super happy.
Me too!
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. I'm just, like, super happy that we won this because... you're, like, one of my best friends on VH, and, like, I feel like I got to know you the most first, and, like, I just, like, love spending time with you, and I love judging with you, so I'm, like, super honored to be, like, nominated and, like, have won for this, so...
Yeah, I am honored for the same reasons. It's, like, a best friends award, so that's, like, I'm excited that we won. We're the best friends on VH.
We don't really know if we won, but if we got nominated, so, like, whatever. That's all that matters. People think we're best
same
friends.
Thing.
And they're right. We are best friends.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, thank you everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Yay.
Keep watching, listening to Rockstar, and look out for Popstar soon. Yay.
Yay.
This is it. The last award in my half of the show. I have been driven to drink by this point, people. But it's finally... the last award. Most productive member of the year. And I don't even have to present it. Someone actually turned in a presenter's speech. So here to present most productive member of the year is... Chaz. Who the hell is Chaz? I don't even know anymore. I'm just play it. Just play it and give this monstrosity to Dylan. I need a drink.
Hey, party animals, what's up? This is Chaz. Listen, I was bored just kind of waiting for the surf to come in. And I got a call saying that you needed somebody to, like, help you and stuff. So, hey, here I am, man. So, like, this is an award for, like, what, most productive member of the year?
dude, I just sit on the beach all day. I'm not productive. It's like, shit, this is great. These people are actually productive and they get shit done? Wow, that's awesome, man. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, so like, right. Oh, cool. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, gnarly waves coming in soon to help, right? Righteous. Yeah, okay, cool. Oh, right, sorry, what was I doing? Oh, right. Okay, dude, okay, right. So, right, so we have five people. We got Dylan Collins, Sundance Girl, Julie H., Rochellular, and Sharp Cookies. Oh, this is gonna be cool. All right, dudes, let's check it out. Oh, look! Rochellular won! Hey, congratulations!
Hey guys, so I was really excited to see that I gotten nominated for Most Productive Member of the Year. You know, last year at the Cupcakes, a lot of the stuff that I won for was like acting and singing, because like at the time we hadn't split it up and everything. And so that was really great. And I was like, this is awesome that I've been like appreciated for like being able to do this kind of stuff, because I've always been sort of like, oh, am I good? Am I not good? I don't even know. And so it's been really nice to like get that, like, I guess reassurance is the right word, but I don't know. It sounds kind of negative. But from you guys saying, like, yeah, we like your stuff. We like what you do. So, like, Productive Member kind of does the other side of that, like, with judging and stuff. And I really feel like this has been an extremely, like, productive year for me as far as, like, doing things go. You know, we had, you know, I did Acting Through the Ages with Ambi, which was an amazing experience. I really loved that show. It was so fun to judge acting, and it was great to know that you guys respected me as an actor enough to like be on a show like that. You know, I was a coach on The Voice, which I also really enjoyed doing. I loved like coaching and doing different things. Valk and I brought Lone Star back. We brought Rockstar back. Of course, there's Pop Star, which, you know, was amazing. I absolutely loved judging with Jeffers and Valk. And so that was like a really, really fun show to be a part of. And, you know, like other things happened too. Like I participated on a lot of shows. Like I was really active on Seven and Happiest Competition on Earth and, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm trying to remember like what was in this year and what wasn't. So that's sort of confusing. But, oh, Best of the Rest happened this year. That was good. This was also kind of, like, a weird year for me. Like, I had, like, the first half of the year from, like, January to, like, well, August was not a very good, like, emotional time for me. So, like, the fact – I, like, threw myself into VH and I, like, worked really hard here. And that was sort of, like, what helped me get through a lot of stuff. And, like, just in general, VH helped me get through a lot of stuff. And so I like, really appreciate – getting even just nominated for this award, because like, I don't know, I do like enjoy being on shows. I put a lot of effort into my songs. I put a lot of effort into my shows that I judge. Oh, Silly Singers was another one that I did recently. And oh, I recently did the VH Real World thing. That was really fun. I'm just like trying to think of all the things because I don't want to forget people. But yeah, so I am proud to be nominated for this. And even if I don't get it, I'm still proud to be nominated. So, and if I do get it, thank you for choosing me. Yeah, thanks, guys.